This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Kennedy is off on vacation this week. We are super excited to have a special guest in today and tomorrow. Do you recognize this theme?
It scares me.
Like, to this day.
This is the theme for the TV show Hell's Kitchen featuring Gordon Ramsay, where Chef Jason Santos came in. Where were you working at the time? Were you in Somerville?
I was at Gargoyles in Davis Square way back, and this 14 years ago.
Right.
14 years ago. Crazy.
And how did you end up on the TV show Hell's Kitchen?
So it was a big casting call. It's a little different how they do it now, but before I went to the Park Plaza Hotel, and there was like 3,000 people in the room.
Wow.
And I just took a number, and I waited like 4 hours. They took me in a room. I insulted everybody in the room by accident, and next thing you know, I'm on TV.
And they're like, he's perfect for
reality
TV.
Great personality, you're on TV.
Did you have the blue hair at the time?
I did. I've had blue hair since I was 19.
Isn't that amazing?
It's crazy.
And so now the restaurants that you have, Citrus and Salt,
yes.
Which is just fantastic.
Yeah, it's just plugging away. It's doing phenomenal. Right. 319 A Street right in Four Point.
And then you have Buttermilk and Bourbon.
Yep. Buttermilk and Bourbon. We have one in Back Bay, Calm Ave, and the other one's in Watertown.
It's so good. That's my favorite.
Yeah, same. I love
Butterbird it. Butterbird is new-ish.
Yeah, it's been open a little over a year. That's in Bond Square right in Arsenal Yards.
I was just over there a couple weeks ago. I didn't even tell you. Yeah. I just went over there and got some.
Oh, well, thank you.
Some of the attendees. Yeah. They're so good.
Yeah, it's actually doing great. It's fun. It's a fun little concept. Super tasty.
And then also a big part now of Bar Rescue with John Taffer.
Yes.
And how is that going?
It's great. I mean, thankfully, John has given me the reins for some episodes, and I've been able to host, and it's been really fun, and I can't wait for you guys to see the new season. And it's been a blast, and you really get to learn what not to do, so it helps my businesses on the back end.
You're a busy guy. When do you sleep?
I slept a little last night. 4 hours I got. I had a big event at Buttermilk Watertown. I got home at 10 o'clock, went to sleep, and here we are.
And you have a 3-year-old daughter.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
It's a lot. It's a lot. She's I'm super thankful, very gracious for all these opportunities, and I just I love what I do.
Does your wife make you cook at her birthday parties?
My wife makes me cook a lot. You know, I love to cook, and my daughter's birthday's up in 2 weeks, and it's a full shebang, and I am the catering director for this event. I'm the help that day, and so it'll
be
fun.
All right, 617-655-1234 if you have a question for Chef Jason Santos. Anything related to any of what we just talked about. Melinda is from Providence. Good morning, Melinda.
Good morning.
Say hey to Chef.
Hi, guys. How are you, Chef Jason Santos?
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. I'm driving into work right now.
Great.
And what is your question?
My question here is, what's the worst or most time-consuming punishment that a losing Hell's Kitchen team had to endure that actually made you feel sorry for them?
Oh, my God. This was the most monotonous thing. It's what nightmares are made of. They had multicolored peppercorns in a big, huge bowl, and they were given tweezers. And we made them pick out the red peppercorns, the black peppercorns, the green peppercorns. And it went on for, like, almost 5 hours. It's enough to make you mad. Yeah.
Is that something that would actually happen in a kitchen?
No, not unless you accidentally spilt the peppercorns together. together. You just throw them out and start over. But it's the punishments are brutal. And what you see on TV, you know, it's like a few minutes, but really they last 5-6 hours. They're horrible. You know, and Gordon would always say you never want to lose a challenge because it is miserable if you lose.
Wow, that is so monotonous. Well, thank you so much.
Thanks for calling in.
All right. Thanks. Thanks, Melinda. Again, 617-655-1234. We have Ashley from Roslindale. Good morning.
Good morning.
Say hey to Chef Jason Santos.
Hi, Chef Santos. I love your restaurants. I have your cookbook. You're amazing.
You're amazing. Let's go get matching tattoos together.
That escalated quick.
Yes.
She's a fan. I love it.
You're all gas, no brakes.
Let's go.
Well, all right. What's your question for Chef?
I guess what's like the most like favorite thing you've ever made, either for yourself or someone else?
You know, I'll tell you, I get asked the question all the time, what do you like to cook? And for me, it's a mood thing. You know, some days I just want a steak, some days. But my favorite thing I've ever made, I love cooking Asian food. So anything Asian-inspired, I make dumplings at home all the time. I think it's really fun. But, you know, it's like asking a doctor, like, hey, what do you want to cure today? You know, it's just, it's sort of a mood and what you're presented. But anything Asian is definitely in my wheelhouse and what I love.
And, awesome. Thank you so much.
And quickly, you mentioned his book. I think there's another book coming.
Ashley, you have a new book, and I'm ready for you to buy it soon. Citrus and Salt, new cookbook, will be out this spring. Just finished it up.
That's pretty exciting. Incredible. Perfect. Thank you so much.
Is that breaking news? Is that new information?
Yeah.
I mean,
I haven't talked about it. Yeah. It's coming out. We have a few months.
All right. Good deal. Thanks for calling in, Ashley.
Of course. Thank you.
Kelly from Cranston. Good morning.
Good morning.
You are on with Chef Jason Santos. Say hello.
Hi, Chef.
Hi, Kelly. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Great, thank you. What do you got?
So my question was, I've looked up a lot of times after the season's over, and a lot of the winners don't actually take the job that they advertise. Is there a reason for that on Hell's Kitchen?
Yes. Interesting situation. So first of all, you get half the prize money if you win, and you get the other half if you take the job. So the job is slightly more of like a marketing situation. So, you know, some people just don't want to relocate. You're already getting a big chunk of money. You know, maybe you just don't get greedy. You want to move. But it's, you know, young and up and coming chefs want to take the job, and some people don't. So it's really just on preference.
Oh, interesting.
Huh. I did not know that you only get half the money. And
yeah, because it's
have
a
to.
Salary. So by, you know, I don't know by law, but however the rules are with the show, you get half the salary. And if you take the job, you get the other half.
Right.
If you won, would you have taken it?
I personally would not. The job was in London at the time, and I wasn't really interested in moving to London. So I would have politely declined.
Right. That's why you came in second, right?
Yes.
Because you didn't want to win.
I sort of, at the end of it, I actually was like, I don't think I want to win. I think I might win this thing. I don't know if I want to, you know?
I don't want to make meat pies in Birmingham.
Yeah. You know, I didn't want to move. But if at the time it was in the United States, I would have definitely taken the job.
Right. All right. Thanks for the question, Kelly. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.